It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So George Kittle, according to all the NFL beat reporters, is going on the injured reserve, meaning he'll miss the next four games in San Francisco for the 49ers, which is a blow for them. They also, is it true that, I'm making sure I'm seeing this correct. Well, let me wait for confirmation on the second part of this. We saw the Lions get just absolutely shredded with injuries last year, and they need kind of hoping that they are stable, for the most part, injury free. They've already had some guys get hurt, which sucks. But anyway, so also, okay, here it is. The 49ers have released kicker Jake Moody. He struggled there. I got to tell you, it's so much a game of confidence with kickers. And when it gets rattled a little bit, the pressure gets ramped up, and then it can unravel quickly, and it looks like it has with Jake Moody. 248-539-9797. For those that play fantasy football, two things to point out. Chris is in Novi and on 97.1. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, I was actually going to play on the Happy Boy by the Beet Farmers in the background, but I figured I wouldn't do that. I called a bit ago on that. I just got an opinion on the offensive coordinator. Number one, the difference between being in the booth and on the field. I'm thinking on the field, you know, you get guys coming off of a play, can walk up to the coordinator and say, you know, number so-and-so, the linebacker or whatever, keeps pulling this way when we go that way, so we need to make an adjustment. If he's up in the booth, you got to grab a headset to tell him that. So there's a lot of information coming off that field, I think, that is not getting up to the offensive coordinator that he can't take advantage of.
Wouldn't they tell their position coach?
Well, it's got to go through two or three different people to get the offensive coordinator. You know, how many times last year, if you were watching a game, you'd see guys coming off the field and going up to I can't remember his name now, the offensive coordinator last year.
Ben Johnson.
And, yeah, Johnson, and drop a line at him and just say something to him as they're walking past him.
There's a certain number of coaches that are on the sideline, a certain number of coaches that are upstairs. If Ben Johnson or if John Morton is upstairs, that means somebody else is down on the field who I would imagine they can all just relay the information to him.
Yeah, you look at a delay, though. You relay to one person, then to another person, and then you got to go back the other way. The coordinators got to talk to the person on the field.
Did you hear Goff this morning?
I listened to quite a bit of it, yeah.
Okay, did you hear what he said?
Remind me.
It's foolish.
Well, I've been accused of that in the past. So it wouldn't be the first time, guys. And it just fires the play calling. You know, if running into the line six or seven or eight or ten times and you get dropped at the line or behind the line, you would think you would make adjustments to work around that, to play around that in some way. But it just seemed like there was no imagination to the plays that were being called. It was the same thing over and over again almost. And I know a lot of that's a function of how the defense was playing them and the problems they have with the offensive line. But you think you could work around that in some way.
They tried to get the ball to the edges on quite a few occasions, whether it be a quick pass, they got it to Gibbs on the edge on a run play or two. It didn't work either.
There just was no space.
No. I mean, Green Bay played a great game defensively. I give them a ton of credit. They had a good game plan. In the end, you know, they got to do a better job up front. I'm kind of wondering, listen to Dan Campbell, it made me think that, is it possible he's not thrilled with the running backs in that first game?
He's not happy with the 2.1 per carry for sure, because he brought that up.
Yep.
I think he's not happy because he knows everything starts with what happens up front.
Yeah.
And that's where the frustration comes in. If they're not doing their job, nothing works. And that's just basic football. Same thing works on the defensive side. If your defensive line isn't getting the job done, if they're not stopping the run, then you're screwed. If you're not getting any pressure on the quarterback, you're screwed. Lions are able to stop the run, but they couldn't get any pressure on the quarterback.
Gator, are you ready for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
I am, because I'm hungry today.
All right, good. Let's get to it.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a couple of new items from Little Caesars. They've launched two new cheesesteak flavored menu items.
Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Cheesesteak or cheesesteak, huh?
Cheesesteak.
Or cheesecake, is that what you were thinking?
No, it's cheesesteak. Cheesesteak crazy puffs and a cheesesteak pizza. The cheesesteak crazy puffs are four crazy puffs filled with sliced steak, melted cheese, and onions topped with Parmesan. They cost $3.99, and they're available from 4 to 8. The cheesesteak pizza is a large pizza topped with cheesy white sauce, mozzarella steak, onions, green peppers, and mushrooms. That's available only online. Gator, the cheesesteak crazy puffs and the ultimate cheesesteak pizza. You going to eat either of those?
Absolutely. I would eat both of those. The only thing I would delete is the mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, he hates fungi.
Thank you.
You're a fun guy.
I am a fun guy.
But you don't like fun guy.
The puffs sound delicious.
Have you had the regular puffs?
No, I hear they're great.
They're fantastic. So yeah. I just thought that, you know, they're regular puffs, whatever, you know, some form of small calzone or something. You know, it's pizza sauce and pepperoni cheese. They're actually better than expected. Much better. And I'll definitely try both of these as well.
Okay. I'm out on both, obviously, because I don't eat steak.
That's the mushroom? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a mushroom.
Yeah.
Let me circle back, though, Kang. I want to ask you a question. The ultimate cheesesteak pizza that he says yes to.
Yeah.
Available only online.
Oh.
Gator, are you sure you're going to eat that?
Yeah. I order pizza online all the time. It's how you have to, it's kind of how you have to order it now.
Yeah, Doug.
I just don't necessarily download an app to do it, but I.
Yeah, I guess if it were only available on the app, would you do it?
If I had to. You know, if that's the world.
When was the last time you added an app to your phone? Was that like MySpace or something?
Take a look. Oh, that's funny. I will tell you, the last time I added it was, I added Waze, and that was when I went to Chicago.
Nice. All right. That's new, right?
So that was what, like
deleted your
2-3 months ago?
MapQuest and then got that one?
Okay. About 2 months, maybe a month and a half ago.
Okay. Prior to that?
2 months ago. There was some for my pond that I don't remember when that was added.
Pond app.
That's nice.
Yeah, there's it's not working well. The other one would have been for my car. So I can do stuff with my car.
Well, that's a big one.
That was back in March, end of March.
All right, next up on Are You Gonna Eat That? Tyson is kicking off the NFL season with team logo shaped nuggets. That's right. You can get all white meat chicken nuggets, special touches to celebrate each team logo shaped nuggets. Be available exclusively in stadiums and regional retailers. The teams that are available are Denver, Green Bay, and Philadelphia. Gator, the team-shaped nuggets. Are you going to eat that?
First of all, you know I like chicken nuggets.
Yep.
But this is the strangest thing ever. Like nuggets should just be in one shape, and it's like
nugget shape,
amoeba shape, right? Yep. You don't know what you're getting. It should be shaped like a nugget. The fact that they're going to try the only thing that makes you want to do this. Because I'm dying to see how much it resembles the logo? Because I'm guessing it doesn't resemble the logo at all. Like what you're going to see in a picture that they're going to present, hey, get the new NFL-themed nuggets compared to what you're actually opening up on the tray and putting in the air fryer, and then you pull them out. They're like, what the hell is that? That's an eagle? That's a Packer? But no, my answer is no. I don't want.
No, you don't want the Broncos nuggets?
No, I do not want the Broncos nuggets.
No Packer nuggets?
I don't want any Packer nuggets.
About the birds, you want bird nuggets?
What, eagle nuggets?
I don't want eagle nuggets. No nuggets.
You love the term nuggets.
I do love the term nuggets. It makes me laugh. But no, this sounds like it's just too strange.
Okay. I mean, it's just nuggets, right?
That's all it is.
I mean, yeah, I'm a sauce guy, so it depends on the sauce, maybe.
Okay. So you do it. Yeah, I'm not eating these.
Whoa, stupid, this is something you can get involved with.
Stupid Packer, Eagle, and Bronco logos.
It's one thing if you're, like we said, like the nugget, you've got this, whatever the process of the chicken is that gets you into a nugget form. It's another thing when you're manipulating that specifically to look like a logo or whatever. Absolutely not.
All right, next up, Butterfingers just dropped the new limited edition candy.
Yep. Butterfinger, yeah.
Butterfinger kale.
Yeah, I'll try it.
No, it's Butterfinger marshmallow have arrived. The marshmallow flavor definitely comes through, according to people who've reviewed it. They're rolling out nationwide, available anywhere. Butterfingers are sold. It doesn't really have much of a description other than there is now marshmallow.
I got to tell you, I'm worried.
The Butterfinger.
I'm worried that I said yes too quickly on that when I heard Butterfinger. Because marshmallow is one of those things that makes me go,
Here we go. Here's a description. The inside is that classic flaky crisp center, but instead of being wrapped in rich chocolate, it's covered in a smooth marshmallow-flavored coating.
Okay, flavored coat. I like the flavor of marshmallows. I don't like the texture of marshmallows, except for Rice Krispie Treats. I'd try this. Absolutely.
Gator's a yes. Kang, you?
Yeah, I'm in. I like marshmallows. I like Butterfingers. This sounds good.
Butterfingers are great.
When it comes to Butterfingers are great. I will admit that they are great. And if I decide that I'm gonna like go get a candy bar, this doesn't sound more enticing to me than a regular Butterfinger. And is it another weird Doug Food take that I'm not a big fan of marshmallow?
No, I don't think so. I'm not a big fan of marshmallow. All right, gotcha. So if it's not weird for me, it's not weird for you. I will tell you this. I tried something the other day that I think is, outside of the normal Oreo cookie, is the greatest Oreo variation they've ever had. It is the apple pie a la mode Oreo. So it's the golden Oreos, but that's the vanilla part of the apple pie a la mode. The flavoring in between, the cream. You swear you're having apple pie. It is unbelievably great.
Okay, Zaxby's is introducing a milkshake here, a strawberry nerds milkshake. Features creamy strawberry milkshake spun with crunchy pieces of the classic nerds candy before being topped off with the iconic gummy clusters.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Gator, are you going to eat that?
Nope. I don't... Like you, I'm not the biggest strawberry fan. Strawberry flavored fan.
Strawberry flavored fan. I think strawberry flavored things suck.
Yeah, it always reminds me of Pepto because the way it's going to look. I don't like nerds, and I really don't like gummy stuff. So, okay. No.
Kang, you?
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I actually, unlike you guys, I love strawberry flavored stuff. I like nerds a lot. The only issue is I don't really do a ton of milkshakes. It's pretty heavy, you know, so it's not... I don't even remember the last time I had a milkshake, to be honest with you, but if given to me in front of me right here, said, Kang, try this, I would.
There it is, and I'm out on this, yeah. That concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Jared Goff, is the problem the play calling? Is the problem that the coordinator's in the box? Is the problem the new coordinator at all? Hear what he had to say next, 97.1 The Ticket.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.